Mesechtas Kedushin, Dafav, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Hey Amabez, and the Gemara begins, Amma Shmuel. Shmuel states, Be Kedushin, in regard to Kedushin, the following thing applies. Nasla Kesef Shavar Kesef, if Reuven gives Rachel Kesef or Shavar Kesef, Amla, and at the time he says to her, Harei Amu Kudeshes, or he says Harei Amu Reses, or he says Harei Al Intu, and it seems that he didn't say the Lashon of Harei Amu Kudeshes Li, or Harei Amu Reses Li, Harei Al Intu, Harei Zumu Kudeshes, even so, it is a valid Kedushin. However, Shmuel continues that if Reuven gave Rachel money and he gave but then he said to Harini Ishech that I am your husband, or Harini Bailech, or Harini Arusech, income based Mechash, that is not even a Suffolk Kedushin. And for example, if Shimon would now go and be Mekadesh Rachel, then Rachel will be only Mekudeshes to Shimon and not Mekudesh Ruvain, and Rachel would not even be required to receive a get from Ruvain. But Vade, this Kedushin is not valid. And Shmuel continues, Vechei Megerishin, and the same thing applies, but the Geir Gerishin, Nasan Law, if Ruvain gave Rachel a get, the Amalah, and he wrote in the get the following Lashon, either Reyat Mishaleches, or that is a valid lashon haget, and therefore the get is valid. However, if Reuven wrote in the get, "Eini ishach, I'm not your husband, eini bailech, or eini arusech, ein kam beis mechash," and this get is bevadai not a valid get, and we don't have to be choishish that this is a suffolk gerushin. And Rashi says that this is not even a reich haget, and therefore this woman would not even be considered a grusha, but a geir, a kohen, and this woman would still be able to be married to a kohen. And if Reuven would die, she would be able to go and marry a kohen as well. Rashi states the dibur maschil in kam beis Mechash in kind of philosophic kedushin the kiyikach ksev v'loy shiyikach asmaloi, that the pasuk says kiyikach shisha, and it can't be that he took himself to her, and therefore the lashonis that Shmuel brought of harini isha harini bailech harini arusech certainly not be a valid kedushin. And Rashi continues that b'negei gerushin it's also income based mechash and afle pes lakuna that she wouldn't be pas lakuna as we explained. And the Gemara continues that l'maisu we see that Shmuel said that even if Reuven would give money to Rachel and he would only say harei mekudeshes or harei mereses, or he would say harei atle into, and he didn't say Harei Mekudeshes Li, and he didn't specify that I'm being Mekadesh you to me, then it would still be a valid Kedushin. And even though the Chayra Tzidayim Shei Mechichas, as Taisa states at the top of that Vavam and Aleph, that when someone says Harei Mekudeshes and doesn't say the Lashon Li, it's not only Yadayim Shei Mechichas, but it's even Yadayim Shei Mechichas Klal, as it used to be pretty common that someone would be Mekadesh a woman through a Shliach, and therefore when someone said to a woman Harei Mekudeshes, it didn't necessarily mean that he was Mekadesh her for himself, and maybe he was the Shliach for Shimon to be going to be Mekadeshar. And therefore, Gemara states, Omli Rapapa Abaya, Sarapapa said to Abaya, Lememra, the Sava Shmuel, Yadayim Shem Chichas, Haben Yadayim, that seems from here that Shmuel holds that Yadayim Shem Chichas is of Yadayim, and even though he didn't say Li, it would still be a valid Kedushin. As Rashi explains, Yadayim Shem Chichas, based Yad, Achizas Adova, when you have a handle of a pot, even though you don't hold on to the actual pot, and by holding on to the handle, you're able to hold the entire pot, and Kihacha to Kama, Ariyam Kudeshes, Veloika Amalaman. And Rapapa is Tabaya, Vatran, Belochir, we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'oime Hei, Harei Zeh Nazir. If Reuven says, I want to be, then he becomes a Nazir. V'avinim bar, the Gemara yes, V'dilma Hei B'tainis Kama, how do you know that he meant, I want to be a Nazir? Maybe Reuven was saying, I want to be Mekabel myself, to be in a Tainis, and to have to fast. V'am Shmuel, and Shmuel responded, V'hu Shai Nazir, Oyvul Afanav, that the case of Mesechtas Nazir, talking about a scenario, where Nazir was passing in front of Reuven, and Reuven said, Hey, therefore it's not Yadayim She'im Yechichos, and it's Yadayim Yechichos, and that's why it is a valid Nedar, and he would have to be a Nazir. The Papa is therefore medayik from the words of Shmuel himself that time of the Nazar evil of fun of, that the only reason why Reuven would have to be a Nazar in that case is because there was a Nazar that was passing in front of him. Therefore, as Rashi says, the Vaday Eya Afani Kazekama, that when Reuven said a hey, he wanted to say, I want to be like this person that is passing in front of me, and just like he's a Nazar, I want to be a Nazar. The only reason why Reuven becomes a Nazar is because he said something which was Yadayim Mechichais, Halava Chiloi. But if Reuven would have said a statement and he only would have said a hey, and it wouldn't have been Nazar evil fun of, then it would be Yadayim Shem Echichas, and Shmuel would hold that Lo Yehavi Yadayim, and he would not be a Nazir. Therefore, L'chir, he says what he says over here, as Shmuel says that even if Reuven would say to Rachel, Harei'at Mekudeshes, and he didn't say Li, it would be a valid Kedushin, and L'chir, it's Yadayim Shem Echichas, and it shouldn't be Yadayim, and it shouldn't be a Kedushin. And the Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskin unto Amali, that in Echanami, even though Shmuel did not mention that Reuven said Li, but in Echanami, he actually said Harei'at Mekudeshes Li, Harei'at Mereses Li, or he said Harei'at Li into, and those cases, it is a valid Kedushin. Reuven said a clear statement, but in the Chanami, that if Reuven wouldn't have said a clear statement, that he would have said Harei Mekudeshes, or Harei Mereses, or Harei Al Intu, then it would not be a valid Kedushin, according to Shmuel. And as Taisus points out, that even though there are rayas that Shmuel actually hold that Yadayim Shem Echichas have Yadayim, however, Shmuel holds that if Yadayim Shem Echichas Klal, for example, in our case, where all he said is Harei Mekudeshes, in that case, Shmuel certainly holds that Yadayim Shem Echichas Klal loy have Yadayim. And in Taisus Rashi points out that the only time that we have a din, you have to say Harei Mekudeshes Li, is is dafka b'negei kedushin, the dimel chavri kitcha by kedushin. It's possible that he was trying to be mekadesh a woman for his friend, and he was only a shliach to be mekadeshar al begirushin afagav dli oma al ariat muteris. But b'negei get, if Reuven would say to his wife Rachel ariat muteris, or even if he didn't say ariat muteris, me many would still be a valid get. They ain't the megarish ishes chaviri, as certainly a person can't divorce the wife of his friend. And certainly if he gave a get to his own wife, then certainly when he said ariat muteris, he was referring to his wife, and in that case it would be considered yadayim mechichais. The Gemara continued that bishleima, if Shmuel's chiddush was that even though Reuven didn't say hareyam kudeshes li, it still would be a valid kedushin, then there's a chiddush that Shmuel is teaching us that yadayim shemichichis klal is still havi yadayim. However, now that we said that he actually said hareyam kudeshes li, so yihachi my kamashmalon, so l'chayu, what is the chiddush of Shmuel? And the Gemara answers hani lishnoi basroi kamashmalon, that Shmuel is actually teaching us regarding the second lishnoi they mentioned that in those cases it's not a suffer kedushin or a suffer girushin, but it actually is not a girushin and not kedushin at all. And as Shmuel said, in kan beis mechash. The Gemara continues to explain the din of Shmuel, that why is it that when Reuven said to Rachel, Hareini Ishech, Hareini Bayil, Hareini Arusech, in kan beis mechash, and b'negei get, when Reuven said to Rachel, Hareini Ishech, Hareini Bayilich, Hareini Arusech, that in kan beis mechash, the Gemara continues that Avdovim Nav, that Hachal Ksib, b'negei kedushin, the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and therefore we learn out, V'loi Shi Yikach Es Atzmai, and not that Reuven is taking himself for Rachel, the Hachal Ksib, and b'negei girushin, the Pasuk says, V'shilchum in beisai, V'loi Shi Yishalach Es Atzmai, and therefore we learn that he has to send her away from his home, and not that he's sending himself away. And the Gemara continued with six different lashonis that work for kedushin. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in Brisa, if Reuven says to Rachel, Hareat Ishti, Hareat Risasi, Hareat Kanuyali, Mekudeshes, in all those cases, it would be a valid kedushin. In addition, Hareat Shali, you are mine, Hareat Bishusi, you are my Rishus, Hareat Sukukali, and once again, Mekudeshes, it is a valid kedushin. And the Gemara asked, Lasno Kul Kachada, why did this Brisa break up these six cases in two different groups? Why did the Brisa have to say Mekudeshes two times? And the Gemara answered, Tana Tlas Tlashemino Vigasino, that this Tana heard these two dinim as two separate groups. He first heard the first three dinim of Hareat Ishti, Hareat Usasi, Hareat Kanuli, and he was misadar in his mind, and he made them into a brisa, and he said Mekudeshes, and then he heard the second group of three, the Hareat Shli, Hareat Peshusi, Hareat Tzukukuli, that's also Mekudeshes, and that's why he kept them separate, in order to remember that he heard them at two separate times. And the Gemara continues, Yibaylu, we have the following ten shailas. Number one, Yuchedesli Mau, if Reuven would say to Rachel, Lashem Yuchedesli, and as Rashi says, this is based on a pasuk in the Torah that says, Bahilu Basa Echad, that a husband and wife should be like one flesh, Mu'edisli, or he said a Lashem Mu'edisli, and as Rashi says, that's also a Lashem Kedushin, because the pasuk says, B'negei and Amavriya, Ashilo Yo'odo V'hafta, or Reuven said to Rachel, as Rasi Mau, or Negdasi Mau, and Rashi says, both of these Lashonis also come from the pasuk, B'negei Adam, that says, Esloy Eze Kenegdai, and therefore he used the term of Eze or Kenegdai, and that was the Lashem that he's trying to use for Kedushin. What would be the din? Atsu Rasi Mau, and Rashi says, this Lashon HaTzeresh, to the Nesefis Imel Bayis, that you should be gathered into my house. And according to Rashi, this doesn't seem to be coming from a pasuk. However, Rashi brings down, Rabbeisa Amru, Lashon Ki Isha Atzura Lanu, this Lashon comes from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perikof Aleph, that discusses a woman, and therefore it is appropriate that we're asking it amongst these ten shailas, because these ten shailas are all coming from various psukim. However, Rashi says, Lein Hira, that I don't think that this pshat makes sense, that he Atzura Medokama, as in Shmuel, when the pasuk says, Ki Isha Atzura Lanu, it actually means the opposite of Kedushin, and these women are held back from us, and we wouldn't have beer with them. And as Rashi says, Dahachi Melech Amalei LeDavid Im Nishmir Anarm Ach BeIsha VeDavid Hadalei, and David said, Isha Atzura Lanu VeHinu Nutarim, that we surely tar, as these women are held back from us, and we wouldn't have had beer with them. And Ayin at the end of Taisus Diva Maschal Atzurasu Maru, where Rui Miashiv Lishna Dekra Kapirish Rabbeisav, that Rui was Miashiv this pasuk, and he explained it like the Rabbeim, like Rashi brought down, Dahachi Prusha Ki Isha Shahayis Salinim Metmal Shilsham Hoyezeh. David was really saying that these women were actually a tzura for us, and they were gathered for us. However, achshav anachdu tayim, that now we are not having any relationship with them, and therefore tar v'nicha dechol ilal shenis hashta lishadikra. And Taz points out that now it makes more sense, because according to this pshat, it comes out that all these 10 questions discussing various words that we find in the Torah regarding marriage, and the Gemara's question is, could you use this as a valid lashon for kedushin? And the Gemara continues, talosi mau segarosi mau tachti mau, and the Taz Ria Zaken brings down that it is also based on the pasuk in the Torah that says, by even satella by yisko basa tachteno. And the Gemara continues with its nine shayla tvusasi mau, and the Ria Zaken once again explained that this also comes from a pasuk, as the pasuk says, b'negeya seita b'hinei loy nitvasa. Then Ria Zaken says, oy ratzalema nitvasa simi mebayis, that she should now be stuck together with me in my home. And the Gemara continues with its ten shayla lukuchasi mau, what would happen if Reuven says to Rachel, harei lukuchasi? And the Gemara says, pshet miyachada, that we're able to be pshet at least one shayla. The Tanya is, we learned to braisa, how im lukukasi hare is mukudashes. If Reuven says to Rachel, hare lukukasi li, then he is mukudashes. Mishum shenema, as the pasuk says, ki kachishisha. And Tzriya Zokin says, v'idoch and all other shaylas tiboi v'havi safik mukudashes. Then we didn't have a teretz for them, and therefore, if someone would say any of the lashonis, it would be a safik kedushin. Before we continue with the next gemara, let's remember that in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Mem Gimel, the gemara discussed the case of a shifcha charufa, and we saw machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva held that this woman was a chetzi shifcha v'chetzi bas chayin. Rabbi Shmuel said that this woman was a full-fledged shifcha knanis. Based on this hakdama, let us see the gemara. Ibailu, the gemara has a shayla charufasi ma'u. If Reuven says to Rachel, harei charufasi, would that be a val kedushin or not? And Tashma will bring a raya to Tanya as we learned the brayso. Ha'im charufasi mekudeshes. If Reuven says to Rachel, harei charufasi, it would be a val kedushin. She came Yehuda, kain la'rusa charufa, as in the region of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, they would call la'rusa charufa. And therefore, when Reuven says to Rachel, harei at charufasi, Rachel, as well as the Edom, understood that he wanted to be mekadeshar, and therefore it's a val kedushin. And the Gemara asks, for Yehuda have a rubid alma, the region of Yehuda, rive of the world, since of course it's not rive of the world, therefore the lashon charufasi is not necessarily mashma to anyone that it's referring to kedushin, even if Rachel said that she understood that Reuven wanted to be mekadeshar, but as the Tzriya Zokin explained that the Edom didn't know this language, and therefore the Havilu could Mekadosh below Edom, it's considered as if Reuven was trying to be Mekadosh Rachel without Edom. Because of this question, the Gemara states, Hachikoma, that it is Pshan de Braisa, Ha'im Chirufasi Mekudeshes, that if Reuven says to Rachel, that Ha'reya Chirufasi, it is considered Val Kedushin, and the reason is, Shanema, as this is actually used in the Pasuk, being in Geir Ishus, as the Pasuk states, V'hi Shifcha Necharefes L'ish, and as Rashi explains, that in the Hamina the Gemara feels, that the Lashon Chirufasi is a Lashon Kedushin, because we're going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, that we're talking about a chetzi shifcha v'chetzi bas chayin, and therefore it's shaykh about tzad kedushin on the tzad chiris of this woman. It's shaykh to have kedushin, and therefore we see that the lashon charufasi makes sense for the gay kedushin, and therefore if a regular person would say to a regular woman, and Reuven would say to Rachel, harei at charufasi, it would be a val kedushin. Gemara continues with another raya, va'oyed b'Yehuda koyin l'arusa charufa, that we also find that in the region of Yehuda, they called an arusa charufa, and therefore we see that the lashon charufa is a Lashon Kedushin, and therefore, if Reuven says, Harei at Charufasi, it would be a Val Kedushin. And the Gemara asks, V'Yehuda V'Oilakra, L'Chayra, since we already brought a Raya that the Lashon Charufa is a Val Lashon Kedushin, so why would the Gemara also need to bring a Raya from the region of Yehuda? And as Rashi says, V'Chi Amikra Tzarech Siyua Minig Sheb Yehuda, does the Pasuk need a Raya from a Minig that was done in Yehuda? Based on this question, the Gemara explains that Ha'ochi Kama, really the Brisa is saying as follows, Ha'im Charufasi B'Yehuda Mekudeshes, if Reuven says to Rachel, Harei at Charufasi, and they were in the region of Yehuda, then it would be a Val Kedushin. Shekem B'Yehuda, Karen La'rusa Charufa, as in Yehuda, this was the standard language, and therefore, when he said this to Rachel, Rachel understood that he meant that he wanted to be Mekadeshah, and the Edom also understood that it was a Lashon Kedushin, and therefore it's a Val Kedushin. However, it's clear that it's only in the region of Yehuda that this would be a Val Kedushin, but it would be out of the region of Yehuda, it would not be a Val Kedushin. And L'chur, why would it not be Val Kedushin if the Pasuk says, V'hi Shifcha Necharefes L'ish, and therefore you see the Lashon Charufa relevant to a marriage? And Rashi explained that according to the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, where Rabbi Shmuel held that a Shifcha Charufa is a full-fledged Shifcha Knadis, and as Rashi explained, that when the Pasuk says, V'hi Shifcha Necharefes L'ish, that's referring to Yichud Ba'almor, and as Rashi says, Sherei B'Shifcha Knadis HaKosim Adabo, She'en Kedushin Taifsin Ba, and therefore, generally, the word Charufa does not refer to Ishus, and that's why, generally, if someone says, Harei Charufasi, it would not be valid Kedushin. However, since in Yehuda, they would call Amarusa Charufa, therefore, at least in Yehuda, if someone said Harei Charufasi, it would be a Val Kedushin. And the Gemara continued that early on the Amid we had a Shaila b'negei 10 different Lashonis, for example, by Mechadis Limau, Miyudadis Limau, and the Gemara now continues and asks b'may eskinan what was the case when someone said Harei Miyuchadis Li, or someone said Harei Miyudadis Li, where we had the Shaila, as Ilaim Sheim Midam Maliski Gita V'Kedushah, Menal Yodim Maika Amla, the Lachayr, since these Lashonis were not standard Lashonis that people would use regarding Kedushin, and the only reason why we had a Havmin that these Lashonis would work is because they're valid lashonis in the Torah and they refer to kedushin. But the Maisa, if it's talking about a scenario where Reuven and Rachel were not discussing anything about their kedushin, how would we have a havmin that this lashon should work if l'chayr Rachel would never know that this lashon meant a lashon kedushin? And certainly, if Reuven used any of these lashonis, it should not be a valid kedushin. And the Gemara continues, "Ve'el b'medami mal iske gikta v'kedushah." If you're telling us that the case was where Reuven and Rachel were discussing in yonim of kedushin, then afakav d'le amal nami, even if Reuven wouldn't have said anything, and all he would have done is given a kesef or shavar kesef and not said anything, then the kedushin would be valid. And certainly in the case we said, harei miyuchedesli, or harei miyuedesli, it should be a valid kedushin. The Gemara brings it right to this point. The Tanan, as we have a Mishnah Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni that states, "Hayim Davim Ishal Iske Gita V'Kedusha." Reuven was speaking with Rachel, and they were talking about getting married, or they were already married, and Reuven was talking to Rachel about getting a divorce. V'Nasten Lo Gita V'Kedusha V'Loy Pirish, and then Reuven got up and gave her a get, or gave a kesef kedushin, or shav a kesef for kedushin, and he didn't tell her that he's giving her a get, or that he's giving her this kedushin. Rabbi Yisrael said that's fine, and once you were medabim ishal iske gita v'kedusha, you don't have to say anything. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even in this case, you would have to explain, and you have to be specific as to what you're trying to accomplish. Rabbi Huna said the name of Shmuel, that halacha follows Rabbi Yisi. Therefore, if the Gemara was talking about a case where the medabim ishal iske gita v'kedusha, and then Reuven gave Rachel kesef or shav kesef, and he said to harei miyuchedesli or harei miyuchedesli, etc., and certainly, even if generally these lashonis are not a lashon of kedushin, but since they were medabi mar aliske gita v'kedusha, therefore the kedushin should be valid. And the Gemara continues, Amri, that we explained la'olam b'medabi mar aliske gita v'kedusha, that really we're talking about a case where Reuven and Rachel were talking about their kedushin. And according to Rabbi Yisi, v'idiyavla v'shosik, that if Reuven would give her a kesef and shav kesef and keep quiet and not say anything, hachinami, that certainly would be a valid kedushin. But hachar ma'iskinon, our case is talking about a scenario, diyavla, that Reuven gave a kesef or shav kesef, and he said in one of these lishonis, and this was the shaila of the Gemara, the hani lishkadushik amala, do we say that these lishonis are mashma kedushin? And therefore, when Reuven said these lishonis, we see that it was the das of Reuven to be mekadesh Rachel, therefore it's a valid kedushin, or do we say that even though they were discussing kedushin, but when Reuven gave her this money and he told her, Reuven was actually telling her that even though we were speaking about kedushin until now, but I'm being megalot to you, that I don't want to be Mekadosh you at this point, and I only want to hire you in order to do work for me. And the Gemara ends off Teiku that we're not able to be Peshut these nine Shailas. And just to clarify, when the Gemara stated, we had Shailas b'negeir l'shoines that are relevant to Kedushin, but l'chair our Gemara was not talking about anything relevant to a get, and l'chair it's Peshut that just like we had the Shaila b'negeir Kedushin, and we had these ten Shailas, the same Shailas would apply if a man would say to his wife a similar Lashon b'negeir get. For example, b'negeir kedushin, we had a shayla where Reuven said to Rachel, "Harei at miuchedesli b'negeir get." The same shayla would apply if Reuven said to Rachel, "Harei at inu miuchedesli." And the Gemara continues, "Gufo, we just saw a brisa that hayu medabim ishal iske gita v'kedusha. If Reuven was talking with Rachel regarding her get or regarding kedushin v'nasla gita v'kedusha, then Reuven gave her a get or he gave a kesef or shav a kesef for kedushin v'loy pirish, and he didn't specify what he was doing. For example, by a get, he didn't say harei at mutaris l'chol adam." Or by kedushin, he didn't say harei mekudeshesli. Rabbi Yisi says it's enough. It is a valid kedushin and a valid get. Rabbi Huda says you still have to specify that you actually have kavana for this to be a valid kedushin and for this get to be a valid get. And the Taisus Riyazakin points out that even though b'negei a get, we know that a get could be given to a woman even bal kocha. So why do you have to say to her harei mutaris l'chol adam? The Taisus Riyazakin says that this das is needed for the husband in order to be megala that is his das to give this get to his wife in order to make sure that it's going to Abitari's creases, and he ends off that this din is only a din drabbanon. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda says the name of Shmuel, that even according to Rabbi Yisi, that you don't have to say anything else, and as long as you are a sukkim begitin of a kedushin, there will be a valid get or a valid kedushin, but v'usha sukkim ba'isinyin. This idea only works if immediately prior to giving her the get, immediately prior to giving her the kesef or shav kesef for kedushin, they were still speaking about getin of kedushin. However, if they already stopped speaking about getin of kedushin, then even Rabbi Yisi would agree they have to be mefarish harei mekudeshesli b'negeir kedushin, and b'negeir get you would have to say harei mutaris l'chol adam v'chein amar blazer amar beisha v'husha sukkim ba'isa inyan. And the Gemara says ketanoi, that this din is actually machlekes tanoim, as Rabbi Omer v'husha sukkim ba'isa inyan. Rabbi holds that the only way that you don't have to say anything is only if they were sukkim ba'isa inyan until immediately prior to the get or the kedushin being given. And Rabbi Reb Shimon Omer afal pisha ina sukkim ba'isa inyan. Rabbi Reb Shimon argues and says even if you're not also ba'isa inyan, then it would be a valid get and it would still be valid kedushin. And the Gemara now asks on Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that if you're saying that you don't have to be a sukkim ba'is inyan, even so, if Reuven gives kesef or shav kesef for kedushin to Rachel, it would be a valid kedushin. Mina yada, how did Rachel know that this is why he was giving her the kesef or shav kesef? If they were not having a sukkim ba'is inyan immediately prior to him giving it to her, as maybe he was giving her a matana ba'alma, and somewhere goes towards Maika Amala. And the Gemara continues, Amar Bayam inyan linen ba'is inyan zokta baya, that even though Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says there is no requirement that immediately prior to Reuven giving Rachel kedushin, they have to mamish be speaking about the actual idea of getting married, and Reuven is basically telling Rachel, I want to marry you, but even if they were only speaking about things that are relevant to marriage, and they weren't mamish about the marriage, that would still be enough that it's considered asukim bais inyan. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that even if Reuven is not mefarish, and he doesn't say arei mekudeshes li, it's still considered a valid kedushin. And Rashi explained, be'inyan l'inyan she'paskim l'dab b'kedushin mamish, that they weren't speaking about kedushin itself, they were speaking about other things. However, that it was speaking about things that were relevant to their match. The Gemara continues, Rav Huna says the name of Shmuel, halacha Rabbeisi, the halacha follows Rabbeisi, that as long as a man and woman were speaking about iske gitu kedusha, and then the man gave her a get or gave a kedushin, and v'loy pirish, that it would suffice and would be a valid kedushin. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Ashi, Rav Yehuda said to Rav Ashi, v'alhad Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel himself, that anyone doesn't know all the halachas of gittin and kedushin, he should not be involved in them, as Rashi says, because if he'll be a dying in these things, shamiyatir issa erva, because maybe he'll come to be matra on issa erva, v'zeu iva she'ini yachal sakin. And as the Gemara teaches us in Masecht Chagiga and in Masecht Brachos, this is one of the things that's ma'uva she'ini yachal iskain if you create mamzerim. Rav Yehuda asks Rav Ashi, afid lo shmir le had Rav Huna Mishmuel, do we say that if there's a dying, they didn't know that they didn't Rav Huna Mishmuel, that with Pascha Rabbeisi, that he could not be a dying, or do we say that that's something that's not shriach, and therefore he could still be a dying? And as Rashi says, mishchicha lishchicha she adam noisin get a kedusha leisha ve'inu mefarish. And Amalei, so Rav Ashi said back to Rav Yehuda, inachinami, and in order to be a dying, you even have to know this halacha that Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, that halacha follows Rabbeisi, that if someone's asukim by sinin, then you don't have to be mefarish, and you don't have to say arei mekudeshesli. The Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the second part of Shmuel's memra that we had in Daf Hayom Beis. And as Rashi says, as if the Gemara is saying gufa mechem begerishin, that Shmuel stated that the same applies with the gay gerishin nasla gita, if Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel va'amala, which really means v'chasala, that he wrote in the get hareyat mushlechas hareyat mugureshes hareyat mutaras l'chadam hareyat mugureshes, then it is a valid get. And the Gemara begins and is actually a repeat of the Gemara we learned in Masechtas Gittin on the pehei. And the Gemara begins pshita, that's pashitas nasla gita va'amala l'ishtai hareyat baschayin, if Reuven wrote a get for his wife and he gave it his get and he wrote in the document that you should be a baschayin, certainly it's not a valid get. And even though, as the Mishnah Maseches Gittin stated, that this is actually a proper lashon to write in a get shichur for a shifrah knanis, however, as the Tais Riyah Zaken says over here, this is not a proper lashon in order to go and give a get to your wife, as the baschayin he kashi tachtav gamkein, since a woman is considered a baschayin even when she's married to her husband. We continue on Dav Vav and Beis, and Rashi at the top of Amid states loyal maklon lisgarishim kosev lashon zebeget she'in zel lashon girishin, and certainly we see from Rashi that every time it says in our Gemara that Amalah bin Negea get is not referring to him saying something to her, but it's actually that this is what he wrote into the get. Rashi Masechtas Gittin says a similar lashon to the Tais Riyah Zaken, as Rashi over there says the leishayach begerishin lashon chiris the baschayin he koydum lochein. And the Gemara continues that Amalah l'shivchasa reyat mutars l'chaadam le'am v'leklum, that it's also pashitas, even though the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin tells us that the proper way to write for get for your wife is to write reyat mutars l'chaadam. However, b'negea shivcha this lashon doesn't work, and as Rashi says that the lashon reyat mutars l'chaadam is lashon gerishin v'loy lashon shichur d'shivcha the ibaschirin mashvela, that even if Reuven wants to make her a baschirin ainu mutars l'avadim, at this point she will become mutter to rest of klai yisrael, but she won't be mutars to avadim. Av lashon get hu le'isha, but this is a proper to get for a woman she'atir l'chol mishoy sasur loy al yodai, because at this point he's saying reyat mutars l'chaadam, you can be mutter to anyone that because you were married to me you were also to until this point. And the Gemara continues that even though on these two lishonis is pashtas as to what the din is, and that's loyam of leklum, however amalal leishtai harei latzmich mao, the lashon that Reuven writes into the get for Rachel is harei latzmich, what would be the din? Miyamina, do we say l'malacha kamala, that Reuven just telling her that I no longer have a right to your maisi adayim and you should keep your maisi adayim for yourself, or dilma legami kamala, is Reuven saying to Rachel that you're completely your own and you have no more connection to me and therefore would be a valid get? So amalal Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, toshmao, bring your raya, the tran, as we have a Mishnah Maseches Gittin on Daf Pehei, Gufa shel get shichra, that the proper way to write a get shichra for an Eved Kenani is Hareyata ben Chayrin, Hareyata la'atzmcha, that you should be a ben Chayrin and you should be for yourself. Ravina wants to bring a raya to Rav Ashi, the hashtu ma Eved Kenani de konale gufe, ki omale Hareyata la'atzmcha, the gamri komale, that just like ben Eved Kenani, where Reuven owns the entire body of the Eved Kenani and there's a kinya guf, once Reuven writes a shtah shichra for the Eved Kenani and he writes in it Hareyata la'atzmcha, it's considered a complete get shichra, and not only does the Eved not have to work for the Odin, but he would also be mutter to Baschirin, and he'd be a completely free person, and he would now be a Yisrael Gomor. Therefore, Ravina says, Ish le'kanle gufa, since Benegay, a woman and a wife, there's no kinyan guf, and there's only a kinyan issa, like Kolshke, and certainly when Reuven would say to her and write in the get, Harei at la'atzmech, it's considered a full-fledged get. And the Gemara continues, Omle Ravina Ravashi, Ravina asked the following question of Ashi, Omle Avda, in le'esir b'cha mai, what would happen if Reuven gives a get shechra to his evaknati, and he writes in it that I don't have any more asik with you? Do we say that he meant to say, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore, and you're completely free, and not only don't you have to work for me, but you'd be buntu baskarin? Or do we say, all the other meant to say is that you no longer have to work for me, but he's not letting him out l'chayrus completely, and therefore this evet would still not be mutu baskarin? The Gemara will now bring a raya that this would be a val get, as Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Ashi, as Rav Nachman said to Rav Ashi, and some agrees, Rav Chanan said to Rav Ashi, but Amalei some say, Rav Chanan Chayzal, Rav Ashi, Rav Chanan from Chayzal said it's Rav Ashi, Tashmah, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa, Hamoicha Abdul Evi Chavim Yatzal Chayrus, that even though the din is that a Yisrael that owns Evi Knani should not sell his Eved to an Evi Chavim, as when the Evi Knani is working by the Yisrael, the Evi Knani could do the mitzvahs they is chayiv on, as we know that Evi Knani has to do all the mitzvahs like a woman, and when a Yisrael sells this Evi Knani to a goy, the Evi Knani will not be able to do these mitzvahs properly, and therefore it's not proper for Yisrael to sell an Evi Knani to a goy. If he does so, the Rabbanan made a knas and said that even though you're really only selling this Eved for Malacha, however, we don't want this Evi Knani to work for you any longer, and therefore, even if this Evi Knani would eventually be redeemed, or will run away from this guy, he would still go out L'chiris, and even more so, the Rabbanu required this Adon to go and redeem this Evi Knani from the guy for even 10 times its value. And the Braisa teaches us, B'tzarach Get Shechra Mir Abi Rishon, that the original Adon that sold this Evi Knani would actually have to write a Get Shechra for this Eved in order that the Eved should go out completely free, and that the Eved should be Mutab B'Aschayrin. Amram Shim Gamliel, and Rav Shim Gamliel explained, B'med V'murum, when did we say that you need to get Shechra Mir Abi Rishon, where at the time that the master sold this Evi Knani to the guy, he didn't write an Oinai, which we will see in a moment, is a type of Ishtar Shechra, of a Kosovo of Oinai, Zer Shechurai. However, if the master originally wrote a Get Shechra for this Eved prior to selling him to this guy, then it would be Pashut that once the Eved leaves the Rishus of the guy, either by running away or because someone redeemed him, then immediately he would go out L'chiris and he'd be Mutter to Baskarin. There would be no need for the original master to write a new Get Shechra. And the Gemara explains, Hechidami Oinai, what is this case of an Oinai? Rav Sheis explains the Kus of Lei, where Reuven wrote to this Evi Knani prior to selling it to the guy, Keshidi Baruch Memenu, when you run away from him, meaning from the guy, Ein Le'esek Bach, I don't have any more Esek, and that's considered a valid Get Shechra, and therefore we see clearly that this is a Lashon Shechra, and if Reuven would write to his Evi Knani, Ein Le'esek Bach, this is a valid Get Shechra. And the Tais Riyah Zaken says, Oinai, Koichi Vishtari, is referring to the strength and the shtar, Alma Legamri Kamle, the Koshke B'Isha, and certainly B'Degay Isha, like Koni Lagufa, that if Reuven would write a get for his wife, and he would write in the get, Ein li Esek Bach, certainly that would be a valid Lashon for a get as well. And the Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, Abaya states, HaMekadosh B'Milva Ein Mekudeshes, if Reuven goes over to Rachel and lent her $1,000, and then at a later point, Reuven goes to Rachel and he says that the original $1,000 that I gave to you as a loan should act as Kesef Kedushin, and I want to be Mekadosh you with that Milva. And as Rashi says, the Amar that Reuven said to her, Skachili B'Milva Shel Visech, I want to be Mekadosh you with that loan that I lent to you. And the Gemara tells us that it's not a valid kedushin. And Rashi says the kichum stay efrin garminon to yom midi b'shas kedushin. As since we learn kichum stay efrin, therefore it has to be in the sina at the time of kedushin. And at this point, even if the money was be'en and Rachel still has that original $1,000, still since at the point that she received it as a loan, it was considered leitzon itna. Therefore, v'kvahin shalad that $1,000 belonged to Rachel or moysachirim michayavis loy, and now she's chayev to pay back to Reuven a different $1,000. Therefore, it's not a valid kedushin. By continuing, by nos milva mekudeshes, but also lastik him in pleyaromis ribis, and we won't explain exactly what a nos milva means because that's going to be the topic of the Gemara. But lemaisa, by it says that Reuven says to Rachel, "I want to be mekadosh you by nos milva," then it would be a valid kedushin. However, it would be also to do this because it looks like ribis and midrabbanan they didn't want you to do this. And the Gemara is haya nos milva echadomi. What does Abaye mean when he's referring to a case where Reuven was mekadosh Rachel with a nos milva? And the Gemara says ilayim da askafa da amala abav b'chamisha. First of all, if it's talking about a case where Reuven gave Rachel $4 and he said you can owe me $5, and he then goes over to Rachel and he says that instead of paying me back the $5, all you have to pay me back is $4. So Lachir, number one, that was Ribbis Malisa, and it's not considered Ramas Ribbis. And how can I buy a save? Also, last can play a Ramas Ribbis if it's really an Issa Deraisa to do so. And the Gemara asks another question. Hainu Milva L'Chayra on the fifth dollar, that's also considered a part of the Milva, as the Maisa Rachel owes him this fifth dollar, and now Reuven's telling her that you don't have to pay me that fifth dollar. And just like Abaya stated, Hamakadosh B'Milva Inu Mekudeshes, so why is it that Banos Milva it would be Mekudeshes? The Gemara explains, L'Tzricha Da'avach L'Zimna, that the case when Abaya said Banos Milva it's Mekudeshes, however, Asalaskim Player Ramas Ribis is talking about a case Reuven lent $1,000 to Rachel for 30 days, and either prior to the 30th day or after the money was already due, he went to collect from Rachel, and Rachel asked for more time. Reuven said, although I'll extend time for you in order for you to pay back at a later point, however, as Rashi points out, that at that point Reuven tells Rachel, Hiskachi banazu, that you should be mukadish yourself to me through this hana, because you would have had to give some money in order to pay someone in order to convince me to go and extend your time for your loan, or you yourself would have to pay me a fee in order to extend your loan, and by the fact that I'm not charging you that fee and you have enough from that, that's why you should be mekudeshes to me. And as Rashi says, Vim pirish lokach mekudeshes, and as Abaye explained, that if he actually said this, then this would be a valid kedushin. V'aramis ribis hu d'haviv loy ribis gama, and this is not a ribis gama, and it's only a ramis ribis. The like kotzla midiv loy midi shakol minei, because he never made this up prior to the loan, and also Reuven never took this money from her. Therefore, this is a case of aramis ribis. And Rashi continues, v'kolshkein, and certainly Abaye would say that it's a valid kedushin in machla kolam milva if Reuven said I'm meichel the entire halva. V'omelo, and he said his skatshili by nos mechilazu, that he should be mekudeshes to me through that nos of the mechila. And although originally Abaye said that if someone is mekadesh his wife with a milva, it's not considered mekudeshes, that's because there was no nesina at that point, because Reuven already gave the $1,000 to Rachel. At this point, Reuven didn't give $1,000 to Rachel as milva loitzon etna. However, language is very important, and since in this case Reuven didn't say I'm being mekadesh you with the actual milva, but I want you to be mekudeshes to me through that nos that you now have, that you received the mechila on the halva, and at this point it's considered like she receiving that hana. Therefore, there isn't a scene of hana from moving to Rachel, and it's a valid kedushin. Gemara continues. Rav states, Hilch mana menashe tachzirli. If Reuven says to a person that you should take this $100 and on condition that you'll return it to me, the mechalei kana. So if Reuven wanted to buy something from Shimon and he said this loshin and he gave Shimon $100, then this would not be a valid kinyan, because the ma'aser Shimon has to give the money right back to Reuven. Beisha inim eskudeshes. And if Reuven says this to Rachel and he says I'm giving you $100, but you have to give me $100 back, it would not be considered kedushin. If Reuven had a child and is chayiv to do pinya ben, and he goes over to the kohen and he says, "Here's 5 shekel, but on condition that you're going to give it right back to me," then it's not considered a valid pinya ben. Rabbi continued, "B'chuma yotzidei nesina, v'asal lasses came pinya shenir kekohen amaseir beis agranis." That if Reuven goes over to the kohen and he says, "I have a bunch of chuma, I want to give it to you, and then you're going to have to give it back to me," then the din is that it's a valid nesina, and it's considered as if Reuven gave chuma properly. If the kohen now goes and gives the chuma back to Reuven, so now Reuven owns the truma, and of course, since he's a czar, he can't eat this truma, but if he wants, he could go and sell it to a kohen, and Reuven will be able to keep the money. However, the Chum said that Reuven should not do so, because this looks similar to a case where there's a kohen that goes and helps out a Yisrael in his field, and in lieu of paying the kohen a salary, the Yisrael gives this kohen all the truma, and as the Gemara says in Maseches Bechorus, Kohanim Abseim Beis Agranis, a Neslam Truma, Maisus Bischarin, Vim Osa Kain Chiloi, Valei Makasim Oimer, Shechasim Bris Halevi. And therefore, in our case as well, Reuven goes and gives a kohen truma, and he tells him that I'm giving you this truma, I'm going to ask that you give this truma back, even though in this case the kohen is actually not gaining. However, l'maisa, the kohen is not doing this for no purpose, and it must be that the kohen understands that once he does this favor for the Yisrael will give him other trumas and other benefits, and therefore it looks like he's doing business with truma, and of course that would be usher. Gemara continues and answers an obvious question. Mikasav Rava, what is it that Rava holds? Ikasav matana manasa haksa shma matana. If he generally holds that matana manasa haksa is considered a matana, afilu kulu nami, then all of them should also work, and not only binagei truma should it be yotzi de nesina, but b'mechel it should be kona, b'isha it should be mekudeshes, and b'pinyan ben it should be b'noi podoi. V'ikasav leishma matana. If Rava holds matana manasa haksa is not considered a matana, afilu truma nami loy, then why should it be a valid nesina binagei truma? Gemara asks another question. V'oid harava hudama, that Rava l'shitase holds that matana manasa haksa shma matana, and therefore why shouldn't it be a valid mechira, a valid kedushin, and a valid pinyan ben? And the Gemara continues, how do we know that Rava holds that matana manasa haksa shma matana? D'am Rava, because Rava taught us helich esrik zel manasa tachzuli. If Reuven gives an esrik to his friend Shimon on Sukkot in order to be yaitz the mitzvah of lulav and esrik, and he tells him I'm giving you this esrik on condition that you give it back to me, so not l'vechzir yotzei. If Shimon takes the esrik from Reuven and he benches lulav and then he gives it back to Reuven, then he'd be yaitz the mitzvah v'imlav l'yotzei. However, if Shimon takes the esrik Esrog and he never gives it back to Reuven, then Shimon will not be Yitza. As Rashi says, the Havali Gezel of Mafreya, that it comes out, it was always Gezel, and therefore there was no Kiyum of Lekach Lomachem, as at the time that Shimon made a bracha on this Lulav and Esrog, it was not considered his Esrog. And clearly we see that Rava holds that since Reuven gave this Esrog to Shimon, even though he gave it to him based on a Matana Manas Lachzer, as long as Shimon eventually returns the Esrog to Reuven, then he would be Yitza, and it was considered Shimon's at that time, and therefore in our cases, why do we say that it's not a valid Mechira, not a valid Kedushin, and not a valid Pnei Ben, Elam Ravashi? Therefore Ravashi says, Bekulukhani, in all these cases you would be Koina, because we say a Matana Manas Lachzer is a valid Matana, the Ba Meisha, the Fishain Iksha Niklis Bechlipin, aside for the case of Kedushin, because a woman cannot be Niklis Bechlipin, as we learned previously on Daf Gimel, as Rashi explains, by the case of Matana Manas Lachzer, the Haile Chlipin Dami, that this is similar to a case of Chlipin, that's Kinyan Suda, the Ein Ela Iches Bayi Machzirai, because over there, the person only takes the Suda and then returns it to the original owner, and therefore, just like Chlipin doesn't work, therefore, the case of Matana Manas Lachzer would not work either, and Lachira from Rashi, it seems that this would be a Din Deraisa. But Taisa says that although it's true that in most cases a person will return the Chlipin, however, if he doesn't do so, it's still a valid Kinyan, and we know the toughest law mitfasi. Therefore, Taisa says, V'nil Reed, the Lav Chlipin, that really Matana Manas Lachzer is not actually Chlipin, and it's only Din Rabbanan that's not Kedushin, that since it's the derech of the world to return the chlipin, therefore matanas manas lachzer is similar to a case of chlipin. And people may say isha niklis bechlipin hilchah of kinyan rabbanon lekedushin b'nei, and therefore based on the din rabbanon, the rabbanon said that although midiraisa really matanas manas lachzer is shema matana and should be a valid kedushin as well, however the rabbanon made gzeira that a matanas manas lachzer should not be a valid kedushin. And the gemara ends off omelir of huna mar breeder of nechemia the rav ashi rav huna mar the son of rav nechemia said rav ashi hacharmina mishmeidu rava kavosech that in a chenamid is exactly the way Rava explained his din previously to me, and he didn't say that in all the cases it would be possible, but he actually said in all the cases of matana manas lachzer it would be kosher aside for the case of Isha. If Reuven gave Rachel a matana manas lachzer it would not be a valid kedushin, and he said exactly as you said lefisha in Isha niklis bechalipin, and we will stop over here.